Yud Adar, Wednesday the 20th of February, Rabbi Yisroel Grosnas, Baltachis.
Recent reports show that people on average waste around 25% of the food that they buy. We'd like to discuss a little bit the Torah's perspective on this and touch on a few points that could be negea the maaseh. The Torah says in Parshas Shoftim, Ki sotzar e yomim rabim li'lochim olea letofso. When you besiege a city for many days to wage a war against it, Loisashches es eitzol in doyach olav gazen. Do not destroy its trees by swinging an axe against them. Ki mimena soichul va'isa lisichris. Because from it you will eat and you shall not cut it down. Ki ha'odam eitz ha'sodeh lovam yipunecho b'motzoi. In this pasuk, we learn the Torah prohibits us, even at the time of war, from cutting down a fruit tree, a tree that can bear fruit. And there is a machlokes in the Rishonim as to whether this issa of hashchosa is only by hashchosa's eitz machel, or whether it applies to any type, any form of destruction. The Chayodam and other Achronim learn pshat in the Rambam that the issa hashchosa mideraisa is only by hashchosa's eitz machel. But any other form of hashchosa is only drabonon. And they learn like that because the medayik v'losh Rambam, the Rambam says in Hilchas Melochim, Ein koitzesin iloni machel, shechutz l'mdina, one may not cut down iloni machel, shechutz l'mdina, ve'ein moinim mehem amas ha'mayim, kedish yabshu, and you cannot withhold from them water in order that they should dry out, sh'neam aris hashchos es eitzo. And the Rambam continues and says, v'chol ha'koitzetz loike, somebody who does chop down a fruit tree is loike. Then later on, the Rambam in Halacha Yud says, V'loi ho'ilonis b'vad, this issa does not only apply to ilonis, elo kolam shabe keilin, v'kriya begodim, v'horis v'binyin, v'azevat, says the Rambam, oive b'loi sashchis, is oive in a love of l'sashchis, oive b'loi sashchis, the Rambam says, v'ein lo'i loike ala makas ma'adis midivreim. So we see that with regards to hashchosis eitz machel, there's a love and he's loike. With regards to other hashchosis, the Rambam says he's not like he just receives Makas Maldis Midivreim. So it sounds like that the Hashchos with regards to Shad Vorim is only Issa Drabonah. The problem with that is that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs says, when the Rambam brings this love of Hashchos, the Rambam says, Sheziranum Hashchis Ha'ilonis, the Torah prohibits us from destroying trees, and then the Rambam continues, V'chein kol hefzid nichnas tachas lav zeh. Any form of destruction, any form of waste is going to be included in this lav. And the Rambam says that somebody who does do waste, he is tzorif begodim, or he breaks kelim, is oyve mishum loisashchis veloike. The Rambam says, Sefer Mitzvahs, right, so he's loike. So it sounds like it's mamashe isa veraisa. So the Achronim mitches the chodeh a little bit to understand why the Rambam here says loike and the Rambam in Yad says is it's makas madis midivreim. The Maaseh Chayis in Baba Kama says that he brings a right from the Rambam Pesh Mishnayis that loike doesn't have to mean malchus, loike can mean makas madis, because the Rambam there specifically talks about the case where it's an isad rabbanon. The Rambam talks about carrying from Rosh, so Rambam to a Kama is zichan isad rabbanon, and the Rambam also uses the lashon of loike. So he wants to say maybe the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is lav dafke. The only thing is, I don't understand properly because Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is clearly also talking about cutting down trees. And Rambam is all coiled together. And cutting down trees is zicher malchus midiraisa. So it's hard to explain a little bit. And Rambam, when Rambam says loike, in Sefer Mitzvahs he means only makas malchus. But that's how the Maaseh Chayis explains in Baba Kama, so they come from the base. Other choyim want to learn shot in Rambam, the avada the Rambam means loike, when Rambam says loike by hashchosas etz machel. Hashchosat Eitz Machel is Issa Deraisa. And Hashchos of Shadvam, they want to learn Shatna Amram, is also Issa Deraisa. Why then is your own Loike Makas Maldus Medivrein? So the same Shat is because it's not Mufurish Batoria. Where the love, where this is not Mufurish Batoria, it's just derived from the love that the Torah says. The Torah specifically talks about Hashchosat Eitz Machel, and we learn out from there other forms of destruction, then Malchus will not apply. And then it's the Netzaloshan of the Chinuch. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tovkuf, Choftes, when the chinuch brings the issa of hashchosa, the issa writes, the chinuch writes clearly, ukumoike nichnas tachas lavze, ukumoike nichnas tachas lavze, shaleisasis shum hefsit. The chinuch says, included in this lav is not to cause any form of destruction, and the chinuch says, mikom mokum ein malkin, but there's no malkis with other destruction, elo bekoitzit ilon emachel, shu mufurish bekosev, because the Torah specifically talks about ilon emachel, that's mufurish bekosev, and therefore only with regards to hashchosa, ilon emachel, there's an issa of malkis. Aber nach Chosas, Anything else? Any other form of Hashkasa is Malkin is a Makas Malbis. There are other Rishonim clearly who learn that every form of Hashkasa is an Issa Deraisa. Rabbeinu Yona clearly says that any form of Hashkasa is an Issa Deraisa, and they bring from the Smag and the Smak, also like that. Any form of Hashkasa, the Rishonim will learn that that's going to be included in the Issa Deraisa of Lesfashkas as Eitzah. The Chinuch, when he brings this Issa of brings the mitzvah of Lesfashkas, the Issa of Lesfashkas, the Chinuch writes, this is the way of the Chassidim and the Anshe Maase. They love Sholem. They rejoice when they see others have good. They will not destroy even a small mustard seed. They are bothered by any form of destruction that they see. If they can save anything, they will save it with all their might. It's interesting to note that the Chinuch, when he brings this halacha, this mitzvah of Baltashkes, he brings it, the Chassidim Anshe Maase, Asmeichim V'Toyva Briz, from a Kavim Lesna Toyra. L'chore, what's that got to do with this of Baltashkes, one could ask. But L'chore, the Pshat is Poshet, Asmeichim V'Toyva Briz, from a Kavim Lesna Toyra, means that they want to ensure that people fulfill their potential. They want to ensure that people have good and they're fulfilling their potential, they're utilizing their opportunities. That's L'chore, the biggest form of the hepach of Baltashkes. It's the biggest form of utilizing what one's got. Baltashkes is an issa of destruction. And when a person is mekav nis notoyah and smeich metoyah bris, they see people using their opportunities and becoming close to Torah, that's mamash the hepach of Baltashkes. The Yireim, when he brings this love of Baltashkes, he says, V'yizor Adam v'lav zeh. A person should be very particular with regards to this love. Sharim etzinu godol ha'olam ne'nash al zeh. Because we find the great one of the world, godol ha'olam, who is ne'nash al zeh. And he's bringing a Gemara and Brochus of Samach Beis on the dates. Where the Gemara says, Amar b'yosim reb chanina. Kolam avazes habgodin soif einu ne'nu mehem. Somebody who is disrespectful to clothes, the result will be he will not be able to benefit from them. We find this with David HaMelech, who cut off a small piece of Shaul's garment, and that was all in order to show him he had the opportunity to kill him, and yet he didn't. The Gemara brings the Pasuk in Melachim, which says, David HaMelech, when he was Zokin Bo Bayomim, but he wasn't able to benefit from them. And the Mashon HaGodos explains that the deal is, but anything else would have been able to benefit. He could have been warmed up, could have sat by a stove, but by chasub of Godim, the Te'elis that Begodim could have given him, he was not able to receive. And that was all because the Torah considered it, that it was he was the Mevaz of the Begodim when he cut off the Beged of Shaul. I saw brought, with regards to the love of Baltashkes, that only applies with regards to destructive waste. But if somebody, for instance, overpays for a certain item or a certain service, he's not particular enough with his money, how he spends it, then that would not be considered included in the love of Baltashkes, because he's not destroying that money, he's giving it to somebody else. So he's no worse off than if you give a present to somebody else. He's taking the money and he's giving it to somebody else. And based on this, the others who want to clear, if a person leaves on electricity, for instance, unnecessarily, then whether that will fall into the category of Baltashkes. They might not want to hear the answer. Because they say that it might not be included in this Baltashkes. Why not? Because the money that the bill that's being paid is just a present to the electricity board. It's not being mashkes the money, it's just giving to the electricity board. And the electricity that's being used. So what's he actually destroying over here? So, I mean, I don't really understand too much about how electricity is produced, but I think it could make a difference in how the electricity is generated. If it's generated through coal, etc., then by using more kilowatts, you're burning more electricity, you're using more resources. Maybe it's waste of resources. Maybe if it's produced with wind, etc., then you could say he's not wasting something which is... something which is waste, which is, you know, at the end of the day, there's wind there. So what's he wasting as such? Could be. But either way, the emphasis that's brought in Menchus Yitzchok and in Igus Moshe, that the Issah of Baltashkes is only when a person does something, be a dime to be Mashkes. That means if I go into a room and I switch on a light, and I don't want to use that light, then that could be that would be an Issah of Baltashkes. But if I go into a room and I switch on a light because I want to use the light, and then I don't switch off the light when I go out, they say that there's no Issa Baltashkes involved in that because it's not a Baltashkes Be'adayim. It's not about Tashkes V'yadayim. What's happening is he's just leaving it on. It's happening in Memeda. In order for it to be about Tashkes V'yadayim, we'd have to go into a room. We'd have to switch on the light with a purpose not to use it. Then it would be an Issa Tashkes. But if I go out of a room and I left the light on, then they say that would not be included in Issa Tashkes. So again, the Lashon Rambam, it's a little bit shrek, because the Rambam says, Ein moynim mehem amas hamayim. The Rambam says you're not allowed to stop the water coming to it. It's much more the Rambam that even not being mashkeset mamish, just stopping the water from coming, that would also be the small tashkes. But I saw brought Shem Chaznish that Ein moynim mehem amas hamayim, the Rambam says, is when there is already a water supply going, and then he redirects that water supply. To redirect the water supply, that would be an Issa Batashkes. But just not to go and water something, again, that would not be an Issa Mashkosa Be'odayim. Either way, that's poshut. I'm sure everybody will agree that it's definitely something which should be avoided. As we see, the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah clearly says a person not allowed to be mefazer moisov, and the Chinuch says that the chsidim anshe maaseh are meitzah aleim chol avim v'ashkoseh she'iru. Avada, a person has to be most particular to avoid this type of situation. But we're just saying, all we're saying is that it wouldn't necessarily come under the law of Baal Tashkes. At the Kach Hasoah, Moedike Chasm Sofer, where the Chasm Sofer discusses somebody who's mefazer moisres, who spends money not carefully on things that he doesn't really need. The Chasam Sefer says that the Pasuk, he quotes a Pasuk in Parashas Nosei, where the Pasuk says, "Vayishalchu min ha-machne kol tzura v'chol zov v'chol tamei l'nefesh," a person who, the Pasuk's talking about where you send out of the machne kol tzura, anybody who's tamei has got tzura, v'chol zov, somebody who's tamei tamei ziva, v'chol tamei l'nefesh, they have to go out to the machne shechina, the machne levia, and the machne yisrael. Chasam Sefer says, kol tzura is actually, says the Chasam Sefer, is a remez to those who are tzorei ayin. Those who will say to a person, they're not really interested in that the other person should benefit. And kol zav is a reference to somebody who's oisik in moistress. Because tumaziva comes from moistra achil v'shtiyah, so he says that reference to somebody who's oisik in moistress. And he goes on to say that even if they do stock and they do gmles chesed, if they're oisik in moistress, it's ein v'hem brocha, he says. Ve'sharu b'machne lo'eila hamam itim la'atzmam umarvim l'tamnid ha'chachomim. A person has to be careful with what he's got and live in a way that he's mamid l'atzmo and mamid l'tamid l'chom. I was trying to somehow think if there's any way to connect it to the parshas that we're oisik in at the moment, and it dawned on me that parshas truma is the oisis of truma is troim, is the same oisis as moisa. And it could be that there's a remnant here as well, that the anison, that moisa that he's spending is the anison meant to be a truma, and that's how this looks a great. It's a truma which has become a moisa. Of the emes from the tachlis, my devshe gives it to a person is taka for the end of truma, as the Chasam Sofer says. With regards to oichlin, there is another issa over here besides for the issa of Baal Tashkes. If a person is disrespectful to food, there is another issa here which is an issa of Rabbanon, and it's an issa of bizo oichlin. Bizo oichlin. The Gemara brings an interesting story in Tanis, in the Chofam and Beis. Where the Gemara says, "Omali Rava l'Rafim bar Papa." Rava said to Rafim bar Papa, "Leimelon na mahanem milim ali said the Hava Ovid Rav Huna. Please tell us some of the wonderful deeds that Rav Huna would do." And the Gemara says that Rafim bar Papa replied that Rav Huna would send somebody to the marketplace every Friday afternoon. V'chol yarke the Hava Paish leli ginoi. Any vegetables that were left with the mochrim, any vegetables that were left with those who were selling them there, zovinle, he would buy them, v'shodile benare, and he would throw it into the river. Freit the Gemara, shalo, v'leise l'aniyim. Why didn't he give it to the aniyim? Says the Gemara, zimlin, v'samcha datayu, v'le'osel mizvin. What will happen is, Rav Huna was concerned, if he gives it to the aniyim, then the time might come when there will be nothing left in the marketplace. Those who are selling their vegetables and had a wonderful day, they've totally sold out. And the Aniyim will wait Erev Shabbos for their food and there'll be nothing to deliver because they had sold out already. So Funa said it's better for the Aniyim to make sure that they should zog for zichalein, they should be careful, they should concern for themselves. And instead, he took the Yerokos and the Shodilei Benara. So the Gemara says, Shala, v'leshtai lebehema. Why didn't he give it to the behemoths? Says the Gemara, Soma, machal odom, ein machilin lebehema. Machal Adam, you can't be machal to the behemoth, says the Gemara. And Rashi has two ways to explain the Gemara. The first way Rashi explains the Gemara is Machan Adam Imachin Lebehem Mishum Bizu Eichlin. The Mechze Keboyet the Toivah Sheshpia Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. The Eibishter gives a person Machal Zachvas Zachosh Zach. He can benefit from it, and he goes and he gives it to the behemoth. It's not Machal Behem. It's Machal Adam. So it's Mechze Keboyet the Toivah Sheshpia Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. And the others explain in Rashi, it's not clear the Mashmas in Rashi, but Rashi says, at the end of Rashi, Rashi says that when he put it in the water, actually the river would then carry it along, and other people were able to pick it up at different stages along the river banks, but it wasn't always the same people, so there was no concern that they had come to rely on it, so the food wasn't wasted, but it still that was his preferred option, rather than give it to the Anim directly. And the Rambam brings, Halacha the Rambam brings in Hilchos Brachos, V'chein ein mafsidim sha'a oichlin derech bizu ubi'ite. A person may not be mafsid oichlin derech bizu ubi'ite. The Mechaber says in Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, ein zorkin hapas mishum bizu oichlin. A person may not throw bread because of bizu oichlin. V'chein she'ein zorkin hapas, kach ein zorkin sha'a dvorim hanim osim ala dezrika. Like, includes Friday night. To throw it. They bring Shem Safer, I think, that he used to throw the bread, but they ask him one ask, it's very shver. Pashas of the Poskim say it's in Zorkin Sapas, not allowed to throw bread, Bechlau. But they do bring such an over. But Akupon Loshan Mechab is in Zorkin Sapas, Mishum Bizu Eichen. You're not allowed to throw bread, Mishum Bizu Eichen. Ekshem Shem Zorkin Sapas, Kach, in Zorkin Shad Rom, Hanim Osman Jezrike. You're not allowed to throw other foods, which only if they become nimas al dezrika. So there's a big difference over here. Bread, there's an issa to throw in any situation. In zoken sapas. Even if it doesn't get damaged, doesn't matter. In zoken sapas. Shadvarm, any other food, is only when it becomes nimas al dezrika. Even if it, only if it becomes damaged through the fact that you're throwing it, it becomes squashed or whatever it is, then there will be an issa. But otherwise, one doesn't have to treat it with that level of respect that there should be an issa to throw it. So if it will become bruised, then there'll be a problem. If somebody knows that for sure he's going to catch it, yeah? So, pashtus. But what's the difference? Why pass is different to bread? Why pass is different to Hashar Eichlin? So the difference is because pass is Ikka Machal Ha'odom. The Ikka Machal Ha'odom, the main sustenance of a person, is pass. So therefore the Torah is Mechayev us to treat that with extra respect. Not because it's going to get damaged. No, I'm definitely Bechavadik behandling. You have to treat it with extra respect. Which is not the Ikkar Machal Adam, it's only if it becomes damaged. And there's a discussion as to whether this Issa with Pas will apply also to Pas of Baba Kisnin, or whether it's only by bread mamish. The Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses these halachos, brings an interesting Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara says, Ein Mavin Ala Ichlin. A person walks in the street and he sees food on the floor. He's not allowed to just walk past. He has to actually pick it up and put it aside. But I so brought the Shem of Eliashiv, Zatzal, that this only applies to a Machal Odom and not to a Machal Behema. And based on this, I think he says himself, or others want to say, that if a person walks in the street and he sees food on the floor, since nowadays it's not the derech of the Bnei Odom to eat food which is mushlech b'choyba shel'ir, so therefore, even if that food itself is be'etzem, still roi l'achilas Odom, but the mere fact that it's mushlech b'choyba shel'ir will stop a person eating it, it will already be considered nifsal machilas adam, and a person will not have a chiv to pick it up. In Siman Kof Pei, Mechaber says that there's no issa to be ma'abit perurim, crumbs that are less than a kezayis. The person has crumbs less than a kezayis for a shchiach, the Mechaber says there's no issa to be ma'abit these perurim. But in Siv Dalet, the Mechaber brings, even though it's permitted to be ma'abit perurim she'en ben kezayis, mikol mokoim kosher la'anias, it can bring a person chas v'shalom to poverty. But the Mishnah Berurah explains that dafke lidros alein duhu busy godel, to tread on the crumbs, which is a busy godel, of them is gizok v'orim, it's kosher la'anias. But avol kishem atilin l'mayim, if you put them in the water, even if they become destroyed aledezer, there's no issa in the situation of pochis and kezais. But then he brings that the amachmirim who hold that when all the crumbs together could become a kezais, if you take all the crumbs together and there is a shiur of a kezais, then even if you put it in water and it's not treading on them, but just put it in water, and there will also be a halacha of kosher la'anias in that situation. So a person should refrain. What does one do with crumbs? So the Chayadim brings that Yizoy Ma'oid Bipirun, a person should be extremely particular with Pirun, Shaloy Yizakim, not to throw them, because Lanias, because it could bring a person to poverty. And but he writes, he says, Vezoya Machma Ma'oid, Vezoya is very Machma in this. He should gather them together and he should give it to the birds. The Kav Noki, the Ha'oris on the Kav Ayoshon, brings that it's a tikkun gadol for a person to eat the crumbs of the Pirura HaPas. And he says, they would eat with a spoon Pirura HaMoitzi, the crumbs that were left over from the HaMoitzi, Va'afik Pidu. They were particular that there should be no crumbs left. They should eat all the crumbs on the spoon. They should eat all the crumbs, that there should be no crumbs left. And he brings at the end that the Chasam Sofer would eat the Pirur HaPasa and Mishum Skula Lezikorim. And the Chasam Sofer is brought that to eat the Pirur HaPasa is actually a Skula Lezikorim. There's an interesting Gemara with regard to the crumbs. Gemara Chulin. The Gemara says, Omer Abaye. Abaye said, Haiman, Meresh Hava Amine. Initially, I thought the reason why we would gather together the crumbs is because of cleanliness. But the master said to me, "Mishum the kosher lan yusa." The reason is because it's kosher lan yis. And then the Gemara says an amazing story. Hahu gavra da have a koma hada alei sor dan yusa. There was a person who the sar anias was trying to catch him. V'lo have a yochel, he couldn't catch him mishum the kozoya an ashvero tuva, because he was extremely particular with his crumbs. One day he was eating on the grass, he was eating in a place of grass, and of course the crumbs were falling on the grass. The Sardinia said, now I'm going to catch him. After he finished eating, he bought a tool, he uprooted the grass together with the crumbs, and he put it in the river. And the Gemara says he heard that the Sardinese said, "Why the Afka who governed me basically? How did this guy manage to escape poverty? You know, that was obviously his schus that he managed to escape the Sardinese." Just like to discuss another couple of examples that could be negaya. The Chaya Odom in Klal Yud Aleph O Islamic base brings that somebody who has tzitzis attached to a beged, and he wants to undo those tzitzis in order to put new tzitzis on the beged. Sounds like, even if those tzitzis are still usable, he wants to put new tzitzis, he wants to be mahad in the mitzvah, he's permitted to change them. And not only is he permitted to change them, he says that if the tichu to undo those tzitzis, and the time involved is too great, he's allowed to cut them off, even though pashtus, it's a maisash chosah when he's cutting them off, he's still allowed to cut them off, and put his new tzitzis on. He writes, V'nirli delav dafke lehatiron, not only to undo them, elo dem koshe be'ino v'atirche la'atiron, mutele natkon. Ve'in b'ze mishum b'altashkes, but it's not also mishum b'altashkes, kim de'ino oise de'chashkose, because he's not doing it de'chashkose, he's not destroying, he's not looking to destroy something, he's looking to put new tzitzis on. The time and the tzitzis involved in putting new tzitzis on is too much for him, so therefore he does it in a way, if he does it in an easier way for him, but his objective over here is just to put the new tzitzis on his beged. If he's cut them off, he has to... Based on this Chaya Odom, there are those who say that the time and money involved in making sure that something doesn't go to waste is more valuable than the thing itself, then there won't be an issa Baltashkes, which is a limit chus on hotels, caterers, or other people who make functions. Sometimes they find that they don't have a way to utilize their leftovers in an economic way, so there wouldn't be an Issa Baltashkes if they would throw it out, the others who say. But even in such a situation, since there's still Roy Lachilas Odom, even if we say there's no Issa Baltashkes, but there'll still be an Issa of being Mavaz of the Oichlim. So therefore, what the person can bring is he has to put it in a bag, and he's to wrap it up and keep it separate from other waste. Like that, he's not being mevazav ha'ichlim, he's keeping it separate from other waste. And I saw as well, with regards to bread as well, some say that in the Vezoyis HaBrocha, the Sefer, at the end of the page, basically brings over there that when if it's become mamish ein roi l'achilas odom, it's become moldy, then a person would even be allowed to throw it out. But if it's still considered an edible, then he would have to wrap it up before he would dispose of it. That's not to be mevazeh the oichin, not to be mevazeh the pan. With regards to leftovers in a house, a person has a plate of food in front of him, he eats, and he has leftovers, or he goes to a simcha, and they bring him a big plate of food, and he doesn't want to eat everything that's on that plate. Or he goes to Shabbos, and there's a whole challah, he doesn't want to eat a whole challah. Plenty of such situations that can occur when a person is eating, and he feels, it's a waste if I don't eat it, and at the end of the day, who's going to eat it? Maybe it's Batashkes. In such a situation, there is no issa of Baal Tashkes. If a person doesn't want to eat, he's full, he doesn't not want to eat anymore, there's no issa of Baal Tashkes, he's not no chiv to eat what's on his plate, just because it's there, nobody else is going to eat it. And once he's eaten from it, and therefore no one else is going to eat it, Pashkes, it becomes nifsal ma'achilas odom again, and it's therefore considered like a machal behemah, where even the issa of vizah ochlum will not apply, because nobody else is going to want to eat from his plate, even though in theory it isn't edible, but hayoyse as a normal mensch, but it's nifsal ma'achilas odom. So it's considered, in such situation, it could be that there'll be no issa of Bechal putting it, throwing it out, because it's considered a machal behemah, not a machal odom. To finish something, when you're already full, the Sefer Charedim brings that ba'achrecha yoyse al tavecha, if a person eats more than he needs to, more than when he's full, hifsadeto bital tazman ha'achile, tazman ha'yitziv, im yazika etztoimcho, and he'll be tored v'tzaro, it's shloish hazmanim, and he finishes off by saying, yagam yigmunchoy likimam ha'rambam, and the gam of altal batashkes, a person eats more than he needs, is also even batashkes. So therefore, it sounds like he's much better off leaving it than actually eating it because he's right about batashkes. Just like to conclude that about the middle table meruba, somebody who's nizah in this isra batashkes is nitzel from anias, as we saw in the Gemara. And the Sefer Chassidim it says somebody who is particular is careful with isra batashkes is marichin le yom avishnoisaf.